FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It's hour number two of the program, and we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Every single thing on that website, absolutely free of charge, including the bulletin board system with hundreds of users, literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through. So get interactive at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Now, last hour we were primarily dissecting a website that we discovered via our podcasting list, listing on podcastalley.com, which, by the way, we're number three in the world right now.
Woo-hoo.
Which is excellent. We're pleased about that.
It won't be long at all until we take the number one slot.
No, not at all.
Nobody can get it back from us.
And you can always cast your vote, which will hopefully be five stars. You can cast your vote just by clicking on the Cast Your Vote link right above our archives at freetalklive.com. But anyway, one of the people there decided to leave a negative comment for the show and made the claim
like the big men we are, we're taking it in stride. Or, well, maybe we're dissecting it on the air.
Yeah, because they linked to a website that makes all kinds of outlandish claims about what libertarianism is and what it stands for, and we're just reading it piece by piece and just going through it and tearing the hell out of it. Of course, we're taking your calls whenever you make them, because this is a show you can literally take control of. So if you're bored to tears with this topic, don't be afraid to call in and change it at 1-800-259-9231. Well, let's go right to the phones. Right to the fun. Jason in San Diego. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Sure.
What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, by the way, I'm the communist Jason from...
We figured.
Comrade Jason.
Just wanted to clarify that. Well, you know, to me it seems that, you know, you libertarians really do have it wrong, because in the end what's going to happen is definitely going to be a tyranny, because I think that freedom is really one man, one vote. And you guys seem to think that whoever has gold rules.
Hey, if it's three guys voting for to take the money out of one guy's wallet, is that freedom?
Well, I think that in terms of government, it definitely is.
What? You're crazy. You're an idiot. You're disgusting. And you're a robber. You want to point a gun at me and take my money.
Well, you guys really believe in this predatory capitalist system where it's okay for...
Predatory? You're the predator, man! You want to point a gun at me and take my frickin' money!
You want to create a Ponzi scheme to basically rip off every old
Ponzi
lady
Ponzi scheme is what socialism is!
What are you talking about?
Now, Ponzi schemes is really, what the predators, you know, believe in. And the other thing is, too,
what
is
are
that,
you talking about? Can you justify that statement? What Ponzi scheme?
Well, I would say that, that a lot of times, we need to have something like the government in order to prevent things like Ponzi schemes. But whereas
we need the government to prevent invading countries.
I also think that we need the government in order to.
You're telling me that people are too stupid, right, Jason, to realize what a Ponzi scheme is?
Well, I think you guys are too stupid in order to really believe in one man, one vote, and hence you want to get rid of.
Why don't you dodge every single question that I ask? Do you think people are stupid, Jason? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, do you believe that people should have a right to vote on economic issues?
As long as they're not my economic issues.
Yeah, as long as you can't vote my rights away, as long as you can't vote my money out of my pocket, I think people absolutely, we've gone over this before, I think people absolutely have the right to vote with their dollars and buy whatever the hell they want to, or refuse to buy whatever it is they don't want.
Because you guys really come off as really being the boss's best friend. And I wonder how many people out there, you know, really love their boss.
I don't have a boss, dude.
Get out there and be your own boss, man. Quit hating some other person for making a living.
I don't like
bosses. Get out there and be your own boss.
Stop enslaving most of the world and killing off most of the people. I mean, the thing is that the free market really worked, right? Because we won the Cold War. How come in the past 15 years that the free market, since we won the Cold War,
we don't have a free market, dude. Do you understand? We don't have one. This is not a free market economy.
Well, you
this is a regulated economy.
You don't define this term free market. What do you even mean by free market?
Okay, this is going to be tough for you to get your head around. The free market means millions of individuals making millions of decisions in their best interest all at once. That's what the free market is.
Okay, so it's basically meaningless, then. You can't really define...
No, it's meaningless to you because you're a communist and you have no idea what it's about.
It is confidence in the individual to make choices for him or herself.
But don't you admit, though, that in the current economic system that we have, very rich people and very poor ones. I mean, and in the system we have right now,
it's because of the government,
of wealth is controlled by 1% of the people, and I don't believe that that's right.
That's a real horrible-sounding statistic.
That's on a worldwide scale. It's not true in America.
No, I think it's definitely true in America.
No, it's
in
not.
In America, no, he's saying that, and this is a favorite ploy of communists and socialists, is that, well, 4% of Americans control 99% of the wealth in this country. Well, again, we're in a semi-communist system already, and so that's why there's such a divide between the rich and the poor.
No, I think you don't know what fascism is. And that's what our system is. It's definitely not communist in any way.
Fascism, socialism, communism, there's a hair's difference between the three of them.
Hardly. I think that I don't think you can compare a system where the workers, and essentially, would control the economic system and also, the political system of a country.
In fascism,
it doesn't sound like they're going to be working very damn much.
Well, I think that, that's because you believe that you have to be able to say that we're going to starve you to death or let
Jason,
you die.
Jason, I agree with you
the,
that we're closer to fascism than we are communism right now. That much is true because you have to, fascism on the scale of control and totalitarianism, you've got fascism, then you've got socialism, and then you've got communism. They're really not very far apart.
No, I think that communism is really, the right way to go, and I think that, that the argument...
Because you like to tell other people what to do. You like to tell other people what to do.
If people don't do what you want them to do, you want to shoot them.
Why is it that on the 10 points of the, in the Communist Manifesto that you guys, butchered? If you guys had to lie about those 10 points. You basically lied about every one of them, what they meant. And I think that that goes to show the power of the communist argument is that its opponents essentially have to create straw men and knock those down and not really address the true issue. Like on the first point that people, people out there, if you don't like paying your rent or having to pay your mortgage, to that evil bank or to that evil landlord out there, the first point in the Communist Manifesto is that, we want to get rid of that. We want to stop you being oppressed by your landlords and by those banks that are,
if you don't want to pay rent in the unit that I own, get the hell out of it. That's fine. You're free. Get out of my unit. If you don't want to pay rent,
what we're going to do is that, people have a right to have a roof over their head.
They do. Build it. Work for the money to put your own damn roof up. You're not going to steal it from me. You're a damn thief. You're a disgusting thief, man. What a lowlife you are. If you can't steal something from somebody, you want to kill them and take it.
No, I do not believe in killing anybody.
Yes, you do. If I don't participate in your rule of government, somebody with
a gun is
going to come along and shoot me.
And you want to kill people that don't want to pay rent in your building?
No, sir.
No,
I just want to get out.
That's what you want to do. You want
to
kill the people that don't
want
to pay rent in your...
Dude, what am I supposed to do? Wait. What am I supposed to do? Buy houses and just let people live in them for free?
Well, I think that, just like Ingalls was a factory owner, you should join, the communist movement. And
have you ever owned property in your entire life, Jason? Do you understand anything about property ownership?
I definitely understand.
You talk
about
an evil bank and the evil mortgage. I voluntarily bought my own house. I decided I wanted to own a house, so I decided to get into mortgage payments. That was my choice. There's nothing evil about that process.
You know, most people out there rent or they have to have a mortgage from a bank. And I think that it's definitely legalized crime, that you're able to use the threat of, people, dying from exposure.
I cannot believe. How did you get educated in this way? Do they teach this in California schools?
You can't take a real, true communist class.
You never answer anything that we put in front of you. You always dodge our questions, Jason. And I wish we had more time for you because we're fascinated by you. So call us again some other time, okay? Thanks, man. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I mean, that was really passionate, man, which you coming out there and basically calling him a thief. And you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it sound like people deserve a roof over their heads. He makes it sound so, nice. Like, you deserve to be protected from the elements. No, you don't. It's your responsibility to protect yourself from the elements. But it's not that you deserve to force all of us to build the damn house for you. How dare you?
And if you need a little help, you can come stay at my house for a little, very little period of time while you get some help for yourself. But you're going to have to help yourself in this world.
800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hi. Hi, this is Tasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition, or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent in their photograph because they listen to the show, they're proud of it, and we want to show them off. That's the point of the Shrine. So log on, see for yourself at freetalklive.com.
And as always, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is really your only chance for liberty in your lifetime.
That's what Brandon says.
That's what everybody should be saying.
That's what we say.
Well, for more information about the Free State Project, you can call them at 1-888-532-4604
or you can log on at freestateproject.org. Again, 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
It's the show about your calls. Anything goes. Let's go to James in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, James. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. You're on with Ian and Jason and Manwich.
Yeah. Talked to you guys before. I told you I was a transhumanist.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I haven't got a chance to go by the website yet, but I promise I will eventually. But I've got just a couple of problems with some of the points you guys are making, okay?
Okay.
I've studied, you know, objectivism and Ayn Rand and libertarianism somewhat, and I don't claim to be a complete expert, but enough to know it's not for me. But anyway, I understand that libertarianism or objectivism works.
Although you can't combine the two, because from what I've been told, I've never really done a lot of research with Ayn Rand. While she parallels libertarianism in a lot of ways, there are certainly some some things of objectivism that don't parallel libertarianism. I can't name for you what those are, but it's not fair to lump them together.
Okay, well, let me ask this then.
Okay.
Would you say that libertarianism works on the principle of enlightened self-interest?
What do you mean by that? Can you define that?
That it works by everybody abiding by the rule of enlightened self-interest.
And meaning they do
not,
for the...
Not invading anybody else's, their privacy or their right, not stepping on anybody else's right, your own being respected and everything else. Everybody abiding by enlightened self-interest.
Okay, sure.
Sure.
Okay. How many people do you think are enlightened?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I don't like the idea of the word enlightened. Just self-interest, I think, works for me. Because if people...
That's what everybody I've ever talked to, every book I've ever read, it all touts enlightened self-interest as the working glue of libertarianism.
I've never heard that, and I've read plenty of books on libertarianism.
Well...
The glue of libertarianism is one simple principle, that we don't believe it's very nice to point guns at people to try and force them to do what you want them to do.
Okay,
it doesn't matter if you're enlightened or not. That's all you have to know, is that pointing guns is bad.
That brings me to my second point, then.
Uh-huh.
I think that your idea of theft when it comes to the one point of Social Security, I think you've got it all backwards.
How's that?
I don't think it's theft. Now, look at this way. I have this theory. I ask myself this, what does it cost in lives, blood, sweat, tears, lives lost, hopes and dreams to bring a newborn baby into this world in the United States?
That sounds like a pretty abstract question.
No, it's not. It costs quite a bit. A lot of people have given their lives, have given, worked hard and everything, and built the infrastructure that provides you to be born in a society
like the hospital, like the
hospital, the neonatal
mama's
care,
class,
things you won't get in other countries.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now when all of the people that have gone before you and provided this for you are elderly or disabled,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to help them out with a pension.
Why would I not want to have them, live well? I mean, first of all, it's their responsibility to provide for their own futures.
Sure,
but even if they drop the ball, hold on, man. Even if they drop the ball and for some reason lose all their savings or something horrible happens to them, in a free market, in an America where the government isn't strangling everybody, we'll all have more money, and their friends and their family members and social charity organizations will help them out.
Nobody's going to starve in America, man.
I'm a quadriplegic. You'd have me go beg to charity.
You
wouldn't have to beg. Even at the egregious level of taxation that we are currently under, tsunami relief. Americans gave over half a billion so far to tsunami relief.
And they don't even know those people.
Who begged? Exactly. Who begged there? Nobody's begging. After 9/11, Americans gave over $8 billion to charity.
People care about other people. And in fact, if we weren't taxed to approximately 50% of our incomes, which is where we're about at today, we'd all have more money. We'd all have more time in which to spend that money, which means more people would be volunteering to help others.
You can't prove that. You've got nothing to base that
We've got billions of dollars being donated to charity all the time.
There's cold hard reason. And if the journalists didn't have the crooked politicians to report on and all the political things that they were doing, then there would be more news about people who need charity type help.
Absolutely. So, Paul, I mean, the only thing that supports your argument is the argument that people are evil, and if that's true, then we definitely don't want to have government around for them to get in control of.
I think you guys skipped Paul, and I'm James.
Oh, excuse me, James.
That's okay. Another one of those apostles. Anyway, I don't see it. I see all the precedents in history showing that in rare events, yes, we're very charitable, and we're evolved to be an altruistic being, and we, in fact, are on top of this planet because we cared for our elderly and our disabled throughout our developing, you know, hunter-gatherer days and such. And
okay,
before
great.
Then.
Sounds like you're with us then.
But you're, you know, in modern times, not everybody can take care of their little tribe. We're not tribes anymore.
Uh-huh.
We have the huge tribal society now, and then we delegate that to an agency.
I did not sign any sort of document that says I am going to allow the Social Security Administration to take my money at gunpoint and give it to people.
You were born into the society that has done it before.
I don't care what society has done before. I don't care. What is important are my rights.
Right.
Don't you think you're right to survival?
You've got the right not to pay somewhere else.
Somewhere else?
This is America. It's supposed to be the land of the free, isn't it, James? Are you telling me I'm not free to keep the money that I earn? Sounds like that's what you're saying.
Am I a slave, James?
If you're the type of person that doesn't want to pay for the
that's not true. I give to charity.
I want to pay for it. I just don't want to have it stolen from me by the government.
Why not let people voluntarily choose to help people out? Why do you have to point guns at people, James? You think that you can make things right by creating wrongs? You think you can help people by robbing others? What kind of a mentality is that? I think you need to re-examine your beliefs. James, call us again sometime. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is the show you can take control of.
And to prove my generosity, we gave James a whole segment.
Exactly right. And didn't charge him for it.
Yep.
Imagine us charging an advertiser for an entire 10-minute segment.
I think we should charge somebody for this segment and just make them pay.
It's your show.
Get in their face and make them pay for it.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is is a breeze with the Compost Twins Easy Turn Gear System. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Log on to freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. They're in MP3 format. They're labeled. They're 1 hour long, and you can download them for free, burn them on a CD, put them on your MP3 player, take it along with you.
Lots of people are doing that. We're the number three podcast in the world.
Give them to your friends.
They're all free there at Free Talk
Live. Give them to your enemies. Sell them if you want to.
Come. We got calls rolling in like crazy, and this is a show about your call, so let's go to them. Paul in Delaware, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm just sitting back here. I was listening to your last two callers, and, man, you guys are just so intelligent. I'm wondering what you're doing at a radio station. You should be out helping some politicians solve all the world's problems.
I don't like politicians.
Oh, great. But my point for calling in is I want to know, after 10 years that I know about of this, Free State Project, you've been rambling on.
Free State Project's been around for 4 or 5 years, actually.
Four or five years? I don't know anything about that. I have a friend that's been a libertarian for more than that. And
I bet you do.
Yeah, I do. And just like most libertarians, I can't say all of them, but most of them are non-active and all they do is talk. But I'm wondering, you know, it's a discrepancy, 10, 5. How long is it going to be before you libertarians get your butt up, go to Vermont or New Hampshire, wherever state you're going to, and show how quick you guys can destroy a state? And my main question is, what are you waiting on?
I hope it's soon. I really do. Yeah.
You hope it's soon? Well, what's stopping you? You're a libertarian. You want some free state project and this and that.
Okay, well, you're
waiting on the next person to jump on the hand grenade for you? I mean, what's the problem?
Well, we're also human beings and have loose ends to tie up here down in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years to tie up loose ends, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, first of all, I'll explain this to you, since you've obviously done no research whatsoever, Paul.
Otherwise,
I'm just going to have the board out pot you down while you, and then we'll force you to listen, okay? So, I'm going to explain now the basics of the Free State Project to you, since you haven't even bothered to log on to the website, because clearly you don't even know what state is in question here. Okay, first of all, when the Free State Project was formed, there was maybe six people that had the idea. So they started promoting the idea, and the idea was formed that they needed to reach 20,000 people before the move officially started. Once we reached 5,000 members, and we did that about a year and a half ago, the 5,000 members voted on which state they wanted to move to. There was a choice of 10 different states. New Hampshire overwhelmingly won. Okay, so then, once we picked New Hampshire, we then had to recruit another 15,000 more individuals. We're currently up to 6,400. The move doesn't officially start until 20,000. However, there are people who have moved outside of that window. People have already moved up there. The only reason we haven't done it yet is because, like Jason was saying, we've got loose ends to tie up, we have life to take care of down here, and we will get to New Hampshire sooner or later.
Plus, that wasn't the deal, you know?
Right, yeah. The deal is we're supposed to go when it's 20,000, so it's not there yet.
Yeah, well, that's very funny because I've asked you this question on your bulletin board service, and you could never tell me anything but an obscene gesture on the post, man.
What are you talking about?
Oh, should the people go there and find out?
Go for it. Yes,
right.
The bulletin board system's private. It's a public BBS.
Yeah, and people have been asking you about what's taking you guys so long.
You're the only one who's been asking those questions.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm calling in because you never answered it. And by the way, I never asked you to explain the Free State Project to me. I asked you what's taking you so long.
I just explained you why we haven't gone yet.
Yeah,
do you not understand?
Ends. Yeah, that's the same loose end every other...
Paul,
non-action libertarian
I don't
want, is still not moved anywhere
Paul,
yet.
I don't want to go to New Hampshire. I don't want to go. It's cold up there. It's north of the Mason-Dixon line. It's full of a bunch of people that you know, are different than I am. I want to stay in my hometown where I'm from. But I'm willing to move for freedom. And if the Free State Project manages to burgeon into the into what they said it would, I'm willing to go. I'm willing to go live up where it's not, where ice falls from the sky and live there because that's how much I want freedom. But I'm not going to go until then. There's only 60 people up there now.
Well, all I can say is this. Other than that point right there, for someone who hates communists, I'd like to know why you like buying Chinese slave labor products 24/7.
Because they're cheaper.
Oh, so they're cheaper.
That's right. They're cheaper, and you buy Chinese products,
too.
You admitted the last time you were on the show.
Hypocrite. Oh, yeah. Yeah, not like you, though. I said sometime it's hard
I buy what's
to
cheaper
buy.
Because I support the market, and the market, when I buy cheaper products, allows me to buy more of them because they're cheaper. It expands my buying power and helps the economy.
Oh, it does, huh?
And it, yeah, thanks
Shipping
very much.
Shipping your manufacturing job overseas helps the
Look, as
helps
soon as you
economy.
Stop buying Chinese products, you can have something to say about
like
this.
Like I said, man, you guys got all the answers. I mean, what are you waiting on? Go help some politicians solve all the world's problems.
I told you already, politicians don't solve the world's problems. They make them worse.
Your own because I don't see you doing anything, man. You guys are a bunch
of that's
talk,
right.
Man.
We're not here every night on the
Why
radio talking to people about freedom.
Through.
See you later, Paul. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm just not going to stand for the same accusation over and over again, and we're just not going to sit here and go in circles like that. Let's go to Jake in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich and Jason. Hello, Jake.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Jake.
Just to let y'all know, this is the first time I've ever run across y'all. I was just browsing around a Winamp for talk radio stations, and I found y'all.
Cool. Congratulations.
Excellent.
Hopefully it's been not too rough of a break-in for you.
No, it's not too bad, actually. Now, I've somewhat familiar with libertarianism and somewhat familiar with objectivism, and I understand you have an objection to lumping the two together earlier, and you're right for that objection based upon my limited understanding, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
For one thing, Ayn Rand set herself up as a supreme authority.
Mm.
And
she did a darn good job of it.
Oh, absolutely. The Pope could actually learn a thing or two. Although, you know, if you can't talk, can't speak, can't write, can't read, you can still run an entire religion.
Yes.
Yep.
And apparently put out an article here today. Did you see that? Come on. The Pope wrote this?
So what is that supposed to be? Holy Ghost written?
Right. What kind of boob do I look like? The Pope wrote this? He can't keep food in his mouth.
Exactly.
Have you heard him try to speak?
What's coming out of his head.
Go on with your point. I'm being a jackass.
Well, I feel bad for a guy, anybody in that particular physical situation, but he's, you know, a fun target's a fun target.
Sure, yep.
But some questions about the role of government in the lives of the citizenry. I was wondering, for example, I'll be up front. I work for a government agency.
So sorry, which one?
Department of Transportation.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, I bet you have some stories.
Well, not too many. I mean, I work in the IT department. I keep the servers up and running.
Gotcha.
But the Department of Transportation typically is placed in the role of in argument's sake, as an enabler of transactions in the marketplace.
Disagree.
So
what about
why.
It? Huh?
I would wonder why.
Why are they an enabler?
No, why would you disagree?
Well, because you shouldn't have to ask permission to be able to drive. Our roads need to be privatized. And
that's where things get a little mixed up. We have people actually showing up at our buildings all the time under that mistaken impression. Department of Transportation is not in charge of licensure for operation of motor vehicles.
What is that?
What are they in charge of?
They're in charge of building bridges and roads.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just turn that over to private industry then.
Well, actually, we do, and you do not have a fleet of government employees out there standing on the side of the road drinking cups of coffee and flicking cigarettes at the cars that drive by, which, by the way, from my teenage youth, is a lot of fun.
Hang on, Jake, I want to ask you to hang on, because we'll get into this, why private industry is better for, and what he's saying is they hire private companies to build bridges and roads, and yeah, that much is true, but it'd be better if the companies did it for their own interest. Anyway, we'll come back. 800-259-9231, this is your show, it's Free Talk Live. Take control.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps to burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going
to
let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over 1/3 of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control, change the topic anytime. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind goes.
You can even throw baseless barbs at the host if you'd like.
Sure. We can handle it. We're going to get right back to the calls here, but first we need to tell you to get interactive at freetalklive.com. Download some archives if you'd like. You miss a moment of the show, miss an hour, miss an entire day. The last 6 shows are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership fee. You just go and grab them. And while you're at it, cast a vote for us on the vote link that we have right above the archives. Thanks to your votes, we are now the number 3 podcast in the world, which we're definitely excited about. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Jake in Tallahassee, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Jake, you work for the Department of Transportation in the state of Florida.
That's correct. And I do not currently flick cigarettes at moving traffic, by the way.
That's good to know.
despite temptation.
You're kind of bringing up the roads issue, the old issue of whenever someone's run out of ideas as far as why libertarianism wouldn't work, they always bring up the roads issue.
And
that's a bit of a mischaracterization of what I'm discussing. I don't think that libertarianism will not work. I don't think libertarianism would work in totality.
Understood. You're not a big L libertarian. You're kind of
and
small
neither
L
am
libertarian.
I. I don't believe that I believe the roads should be built by the government.
Yeah. So Manwich is on your side, Jake.
Okay.
Now
I'm sorry. What was? Did you Manwich?
Yeah, Manwich.
I'm a new listener. I'm sorry.
Hey. Don't make fun of my name, man.
Oh, no. I'm sure you're very tasty.
I'm thick and hearty, buddy.
You'll figure it out soon enough, Jake. My name's Ian, and you're Manwich.
And I'm Manwich.
And I'm Jason.
I'm just here on Wednesdays.
Jason is here on Wednesdays only. Okay. I see where you're coming from, and this is definitely one of the major issues for some people to get their to wrap their minds around. Do you think that there would not be roads if there was no government to take care of them?
And that's where I'm, and again, I'm calling up because you two appear, from the brief listening I've done so far this evening, appear to be fairly representative of the libertarian point of view.
I don't
feel that you are diluting or extreme.
Well, thank you. So can you answer the question? Do you think that roads would not exist if it weren't for the government to maintain and build them?
No, this is what I think might occur. And again, we're discussing the magical, mythical land of the hypothetical.
Right, right.
Is that I think
it's
that the
Libertyville.
Roads, I think that the roads would exist.
Okay.
And I think what would happen would be differing driving regulations or requirements or road the roads would be different from area to area. Like, okay, you'd have the
IBM
highway.
You're probably right.
You'd have the IBM highway. You'd have the Microsoft driveway. And the IBM highway would work everywhere, coast to coast, and Microsoft driveway would have a sinkhole every 30 minutes.
Well, if they wanted people to drive on their road, why on earth would they have sinkholes?
I don't know.
They can't help it.
If they want everyone in the world to use the operating system, why does it suck so badly?
It's a little bit more difficult to track down bugs in an operating system than it is to repair sinkholes.
Okay.
You know that as an IT professional.
And that round goes to you.
No, it's not even close. Now, listen, there's no way that IBM would build a national road system. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. It isn't cost effective. It doesn't make any sense that anyone would do it. Now, what you would have is
different. Most roads would be owned locally, probably.
Locally, right. And then you have you been to any locality besides Tampa Bay, Florida? No, the rest of America is rural and unpopulated and poor. You're not going to have very nice roads. You're not going to drive your car fast.
There's already plenty of not very nice roads in rural, unpopulated America. I don't know if you haven't been there.
There's
recently.
No nice There wouldn't be any nice interstates.
Yeah, the interstates, yes, exactly. The interstates.
No big flat roads to drive your Ferrari
on.
So
you're telling me that products, apparently businesses don't want their products to get from state to state, so they'd have no interest in building those roads?
Oh, no, absolutely they would have an interest, just as they had an interest in forming the Transcontinental Railroad.
Okay.
Yes, there is established precedent for private industry being very interested in establishing a way to get goods from manufacturer to consumer.
Great.
Absolutely.
I agree.
But we're in a time now where just about every American has his or her own vehicle.
Right,
yeah.
So there's a little more involved than just wearing dirt rust into the road with a horse and buggy.
Okay.
There's a little more involved with managing the water, managing the environmental impact of constructing a road or a bridge.
Water's been proven to do pretty well privatized. I mean, cities will contract that out.
I think he's talking about, like, the runoff, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about stormwater.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think people would want to risk having their clients crashing their cars because of water pooling on the road, so they'd have an interest in taking care of that.
You're talking about the motivation of maintaining a good and healthy consumer base. So a good and healthy consumer base is inherently good for business.
Correct, because if your customers are dying because they're careening off the road due to rain puddles, then you're not going to have them coming back anytime soon.
Well, another example of a need that is filled by government that is not filled by business, which, by the way, is my personal view on government. Government exists to fill the needs that private sector does not.
Well, unfortunately, okay, what's the other one, though? Give me the other one.
Would be, normally, recent history is having me question this, the FDA.
Ooh.
Now, if you're going to say that a good and healthy consumer is necessary for business, I've really got to wonder about things like Vioxx.
That's exactly why we need to abolish the FDA. This one's even easier to understand than roads. The FDA actually kills more people than it saves. Do you know why, Jake?
Well, you see, I did hear a commercial earlier for a piece of quackware that was being advertised on your broadcast.
The FDA kills more people than it saves, and we don't have more time for it. But, Jay, keep listening. We'll address this when we come back here in just a bit, okay? But keep listening because we can't hold you on much longer than this. We will hold you on because this is interesting. Hang on, Jake.
Okay.
Unless you're still there. Good. Hang on. 1-800-259-9231. Why is the FDA bad? We're going to come back with the answer to that. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and check out the live streams that we have there. Broadband stream, we got a dial-up stream as well, so everybody can listen for free at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Jake in Tallahassee, you're back on Free Talk Live now. You were asking the question about the FDA. In your opinion, let me see if I understand this right.
Sure.
You believe that the government is good for picking up where, as you believe, the market can't handle a certain something.
Can't or won't.
Can't or won't. Okay, the FDA was created supposedly to protect us from, you know, snake oil and other bad medicines. And
yeah,
all
some
this
of
stuff.
The things that I've caught being advertised on your show, unfortunately, but yeah, that's basically it.
Well, and that's evidence that they're doing a really great job, by the way.
Well, you can blame Congress for that one, actually.
Well, you can blame the FDA, because the FDA does nothing.
No, actually,
but
there's a bill that was passed by Congress that if you label a product as a supplement, it is automatically exempt from FDA examination.
Thank God.
Well, anyway, well, here's the problem with the FDA. The FDA kills more people than it saves because they prevent products from getting to market. Now, I could actually, I have a book here that I could read from, but I'm not going to at the moment. If you want to email me, I'll send you a link to it. You can read it for yourself online. It will open your eyes like you would not believe. For instance, there's a heart attack drug that was being looked at by the FDA. Do you know how long it takes the FDA to approve drugs?
Many decades in some cases, yes.
It takes around 10 years at least. And, of course, during those 10 years, the company that's trying to put that drug on the market is paying billions of dollars in regulatory fees and testing fees and all of that. And while we're waiting for this drug to reach the market, thousands of people are dying of heart attacks. I mean, heart attacks is one
reason,
example.
Which is also the reason, in partial agreement with you, and only partial, I should point out, is the reason why our prescription drug prices in the United States are the highest in the world.
That is correct.
It's because those companies have to foot those bills.
Exactly right. So while we're waiting 10 years for a drug to get to market, your grandfather just died when he didn't have to. If he'd had that pill in his possession, been able to take it, his life might have been saved. So for the 10 lives that the FDA saves from saving us from a evil drug, they actually end up killing more people because of the delay that's involved. And, of course, we're all more impoverished as a result of it. Not to mention that smaller pharmaceutical corporations can't even bother with the regulatory process because it's so cost prohibitive. So the FDA also acts as a protection agency for all of the big chemical manufacturers out there.
Oh, I agree. And you have the large pharmaceutical representatives on the approval board. And
That's another great point.
That's gross.
The best answer to protecting consumers from bad medicines is the free market, where there can be different organizations like Consumer Reports, like Underwriter Laboratories, different competing organizations that actually vet products, that test products on their own, and then each manufacturer can put a seal of approval, much like Underwriters Laboratories. I'm sure you're familiar with them, yes?
Mm-hmm.
They put that seal of approval on their products. There'll be different magazines and other things that are dedicated. I mean, we already have industry things within the medical industry that talk about medicines and side effects and that sort of thing. It would just expand without the FDA. We believe that you're intelligent enough to go ahead and get a second opinion and a third opinion. Do the research. It's your body. You need to research what you're putting into you. Don't count on the FDA to protect you.
Well, I could not agree with that sentiment anymore.
Excellent, Jake.
The consumer, it should be intelligent enough to do it.
Jake, I want to ask you to log on at freetalklive.com. There's a link.
One thing I'd like to get out.
You don't have time, man. You're going to have to email us, all right? Well, call us again sometime. One call per night, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, Jake. 800-259-9231. I wish I could keep him on, but we've already done it for 2 segments. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We'll come back with Hour 3.
If you're tired of...